If you're in business, you need to be kept informed. In Business on Radio Kerry, every Thursday from 6 to 7pm.
You're very welcome back to the final part of In Business. Mary Gallagher here with you up until 7 o'clock this evening. As always, if you'd like to get in contact, please email inbusiness@radiokerry.ie, tweet us at InBusinessRK, or get in contact via LinkedIn on either the Radio Kerry or my own Mary Gallagher page. And just a reminder that the interviews from this show will be podcast in the coming days. You can check them out by heading along to radiokerry.ie and clicking on the podcast section, or by searching In Business Radio Kerry on iTunes or Spotify. Now, optimism levels are at a five-year low for Irish food and agribusiness small and medium enterprises. And 84% of those businesses reported an increase in costs this year, not surprising really with the rate of inflation. But they're reporting many other issues, disrupted supply chain issues, recruitment issues, and Brexit still continues to be an issue. Well, here to tell us more about this is David Layden, the head of food and agribusiness at IFAC, Ireland's farming, food and agribusiness specialist professional services firm. David, good evening. You're very welcome to In Business.
Good evening, Mary.
You're talking to us live from the ploughing. How has it been going?
The ploughing, look, it was, the first 2 days were brilliant. Sun was shining, very nice. Today, it's absolutely lashing rain. But people are in good spirits despite the challenges that are there at the moment.
Look, you're here to talk to us about IFAC's fifth annual food and agribusiness report, and optimism levels are at a five-year low. Will you talk to us about this?
Yeah, so it's really surprising to see how optimism levels have dropped. They're at 54% now. That's 23 percentage points down on last year. So we came through COVID. COVID wasn't the worst for food and agribusinesses, but now we're facing into a real, real storm. So what we've seen is input costs are up for 84% of companies. And the big difference is, in the last 5 years, we have seen input costs increase, but the scale and speed of the increases over the last 12 months have been really significant. So, you know, nearly 40% of businesses are experiencing input cost increases of over 21%. We haven't seen this before in the survey. And I'm sure, look, at consumers that are going into retail outlets and multiples at the moment are seeing the food price increases at the moment, and it's a difficult time.
Absolutely, yeah. We're in such an unknown now. I mean, inflation, the cost of everything is rising, and for businesses, you know, the cost of energy is a huge factor, and that must be having a big impact on businesses.
It is, and the energy cost, I'll give you an example of a client we have, the other side of the country in Kilkenny. Their energy bill last year was €8,000 per month. It's gone up to €32,000 this month. And really, the position they're in now is that if there isn't some assistance in the forthcoming budget next week, they're going to be in a really, really challenged position to keep going. That's how serious the energy cost is.
Yeah, absolutely. People really hoping that something will be done by government. Another issue we've heard an awful lot about it over the past few months is employment, being able to find the right person for your business. And many businesses are reporting that they are having issues in recruiting the right people.
They are. And in ours, now, this is the SME businesses. It's not the likes of Kerry PLC. Recruitment and retention are very difficult. Two and three businesses are finding it difficult to recruit the right people at the moment. Salary expectations are increasing. You know, food and agribusinesses work in low margin environments. And in general, in food and agribusinesses, the work from home option isn't available because so much happens on the site. So that's another challenge that food and agribusiness SMEs are grappling with.
We've heard a lot about business in general over the last while, about, you know, the energy costs, inflation, about them being a serious factor in businesses possibly failing and having to close over the coming months and year.
Yeah, we're certainly concerned about it. September energy bills are going to be really, really, really strong, which is going to, I guess, you know, frighten business owners in many ways, because anyone that's dependent on refrigeration is going to be hit with a very big bill. We're looking into the next couple of months in the lead up to Christmas. We don't expect to see too many closures in the lead up to Christmas, but we will be very concerned about next January and February. The positive thing that we found out in the survey, though, is a lot of businesses are resilient, right? So they are taking steps at the moment. They're taking cost-saving steps. So they're looking at the business. What SKUs are profitable? Where can we save costs? They're implementing price increases. Not good news for the consumer, but manufacturers can't cope anymore without implementing price increases. And they're also focusing on cash flow management. So that's really critical for any business at the moment, to be really, really tight on the numbers, to be projecting into the next few months, where's cash flow going to be?
Yeah, and I'm sure businesses won't want to increase the price, because from the consumer point of view, consumers are looking for real value now, because they are being stretched from every angle. So, you know, they might be tempted to go for a lower cost, lower quality item, you know, that maybe isn't produced by a quality Irish food and drink producer.
Gary, I'll just comment on that. Like, that's absolutely true, because we are seeing some premium Irish brands getting delisted from some of the supermarkets at the moment, because the product is just a little bit too expensive for the consumer who's tightening the belt at the moment. So you'll see the increase in private label usage, and you will see an increase in usage of the two major German discounters.
And you said there about resilience, and I suppose it has been seen throughout the pandemic, you know, with all of the lead up to Brexit as well. Businesses are able to pivot, you know, and change their business model to suit, I suppose, the situation that they're in.
They are, and they were magnificent during COVID. And in fairness, the government supports were excellent during COVID. But speaking to food and agribusinesses here at the Plough this week, taking on the results from our food and agribusiness report, they're definitely more concerned now than in any period in the last few years, and even from the COVID period. The energy cost issue is so significant. And other things are also impacted. Obviously, the salary expectations that we touched on, lead times and cost increases from materials from the UK, which are very important to food and agribusinesses, are going up. They have to stock management. They have to tie up a lot more cash in keeping stock for a much longer period of time. So there's an awful lot of issues coming to a head at the moment. So, yeah, this is as difficult as it's been in the 5 years that we've been covering the report.
And from those business owners that you've been speaking to, what are they really looking for from the government? What do they need them to do to help them survive?
The big thing is, if there was some cap on energy costs and some clarity and security for the next couple of months, would be really, really welcome. And they're not necessarily looking at a cap on the total usage, but a cap on the cost per kilowatt usage. So if they got that, that would be a massive help. There's other things that we'd like to see, maybe an increase in the R&D tax credits for SMEs, which will encourage innovation and our R&D development. But the big one at the moment is some clarity, some security around energy costs for the next 6 months.
And we had mentioned Brexit. It hasn't gone away. It's still a factor there, especially for Irish food and drink businesses.
Yeah, there's a couple of issues with Brexit. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen with the protocol yet. The mood music at the moment between Liz Truss and Ursula von der Leyen has improved. So we need the protocol to stay where it is. The land bridge to Europe, you know, food producers and agribusinesses have got around that by shipping direct to the continent via Rosslare. But we just need some security on the protocol, and hopefully we'll be able to manage Brexit if that happens.
The research you carried out with these food and agribusinesses, it was done in June and July of this year. And even, you know, although we have been talking about a lot of doom and gloom, 82% of those businesses have maintained or increased their turnover in the past 12 months.
They have. And part of that is because of the price increases. But we'd be more focused on, as an accountancy and consultancy practice, is the net margin. So what is the business owner and what is the business able to keep in the business? So 78% had the same net margin or a decreased net margin versus last year. So look, turnover is vanity. It's all about the margin. And 34% had decreased margin over the past 12 months. And really, June and July, we were beginning to see serious cost increases, but they've really ramped up in the September bill, and they'll keep ramping up through the winter. So look, this time next year, I think we'll be looking at even more challenging results.
Yeah, I suppose we're in a period of time where there are so many unknowns. Obviously, we have the war in Ukraine, which is resulting in a lot of issues over here, you know, supply chain issues and that. And of course, the rising cost of energy and the price of everything is going up, as we know. Where do you see things going in the next few months yourself for food and agribusinesses?
I think it's a time to really batten down the hatches, to really hope that on Tuesday the government announced some financial, real significant financial assistance to help SMEs manage their energy costs. Again, as I mentioned around COVID, the government were very good to businesses during COVID and kept a lot of very viable businesses going, which has been very useful in terms of employment during COVID, right? So now we do need that little bit of help again to get over this energy crisis, because if we don't get that support, we will see businesses closing up, which will be deeply unfortunate.
One small thing we might just mention before you finish up, David, just in this report as well, you dealt with succession and you asked food and agribusinesses about their plans. What was the response?
Look, 50% of business owners, really, succession isn't even on the agenda. For a number, there's no interest from the next generation. There's no clear successor. So there's a lot of barriers to succession. I guess what we'd be saying to business owners is 5-6 years away from a retirement or a change, you really need to be planning it from a tax perspective. But to really put the thought into succession, one thing that did come out that we were very surprised at, 40% of business owners don't have a will. So the will is the very, very, very basic step to take when you have an asset like a business. So we definitely be encouraged, any business owners that are listening tonight, you know, get the will in place at the very minimum and then start thinking about succession.
Absolutely. Look, David, thanks so much for joining us at Life on the Ploughing.
You're very welcome.
David Layden, their head of food and agribusiness at IFAC. Well, that's about it for this evening's In Business. My thanks to all of my guests, Terry Fahey, Jamie Meehan and David Layden. And I'll be back next Thursday from 6. So for me, Mary Gallagher, have a very good evening.